Let's go over here now, all manner of prayer. Now, 1 John 5. Whosoever believeth Jesus is the Christ is born of God. Everyone that loves him that begat loveth him also that's begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. For this is the love of God, or this is loving God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. Why? His commandment is to love one another. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Now he has established here that faith is the victory. He got that from Jesus. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. I'm paraphrasing. Don't worry about it. I've overcome the world. So you continue to read. Verse 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. If we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Let's begin talking and learning about the prayer of petition. To petition the very throne of God. To make a petition. At our board of directors meetings, when it's determined the financial needs of this ministry for the coming year, then we write out a formal petition before God, and our attorney, Dave Middlebrook, puts all the whereas and the if, whereas and what all. Then all the board members sign it. This is our heavenly petition. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now let's go over that. That's all here in the second covenant. Let's go over to the first in 1 Samuel. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's look here at the ninth verse. So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of the Lord. She was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. Or the Amplified Classic says her soul was in distress. She vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts. Now, she brought the angels into it when she prayed that way. O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of thine handmaid and remember me and not forget thine handmaid and will give unto thy handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life. And there shall no razor come upon his head. It came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord, Eli marked her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. He was high priest. Eli said unto her, how long will you be drunken? Put away the wine from you. Hannah answered, oh no, my Lord. I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul unto the Lord. Count not thine handmaiden a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hereto. Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition. There's the prayer of agreement. And he's high priest. Grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. She said, let thine handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. They rose up in the morning early and worshiped before the Lord and returned and came to their house in Ramah. Now, what's happened here? It came to pass when the time was come about after Hannah had conceived that she bore a son, called his name Samuel, saying, or his name meant ask of God, because I have asked him of the Lord. Now come on down here. Verse 27. For this child I prayed, and the Lord hath given me my petition, which I ask of him. Samuel went to Jesse's house, directed by the Lord. Who is of the house of Judah, to anoint his sons as king of Israel. And he looked at all of them. He said, is this all? They said, no. There's one, you know, he just keeps the sheep. They called him in there, and the Lord said, this is the king of Israel. Anoint him. Now, this goes all the way back to Hannah's prayer. The prayer of petition. She put it before God, and you learn to put, write the scriptures down. Now, why do you want to write the scriptures down? Well, Habakkuk 2. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I will stand upon my watch and set it me upon the tower. I will watch thee, and he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I'm reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision, make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it'll speak and not lie. Though it shall tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. The prayer of petition can have all different kinds of aspects to it. It may happen quickly like Hannah's did. But when we can look back on it, but a nation was at stake for what she prayed. Because David, of the tribe of Judah, Jesus would be known as the son of David. I mean, this goes all the way down to the birth of Jesus. The prayer of petition. Write it down. I've told you this before. In my bathroom, I go right up there, right where I shave, right over here to the right. I intended to bring one. You know those little yellow tablets about so wide and they're lined? I write the scriptures down. Amen. And put them all down there. So, we'll just go through these prayers here that Jesus prayed. or that he gave them to pray. Let's look in the 14th chapter. Let not your heart be troubled. There's a command. You believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also, and where I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas said, what are you talking about? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Now look over here. Verse 12, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. Love is the key issue to all of this, because he is love. I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter. Now I want to look this up. And we're in the 14th chapter. The 16th verse. Because I want to talk about this. I will ask the Father, he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive and welcome and take to its heart, because it does not see him or know and recognize him, but you know and recognize him, for he lives with you constantly and will be in you. The standby. I once had a 1937 Ford. And when you pushed it down as far as it had gone, I mean, that's it. It just groaned a little. How many of you have cars now that have a passing gear? There's nobody in this house has a car. Are you that slow? How many of you have a car that has a passing gear? There's still a lot of carless people. Do you know anyone that has a car with a passing gear? Is it going to be like this all week where you just don't do anything I ask you to do? I ought to make you stand up and walk all the way outside and come back in here and try to find a seat. No, you push it down there a little bit and that's your standby power. Now, one of my partners sold a Bentley into my life and ministry as a seed towards his healing. Well, I was in that car. I drove it from the house to the hangar, and just to go out there and just be by myself for a little while, and was studying in there, and I got in it. That's a 12-cylinder car. Yes. So I thought, I'll just see what this one will do. And I didn't jam it down there. I just eased it. When it went over into that standby gear, I thought, whoa. Because this is truly a 200-mile-an-hour car. It was built in England for the Autobahn. And on the Autobahn, the go slow lane is 80. Some kind of standby power. Now that's the Holy Ghost in people that know what they're doing. They know the Word of God and they call on Him, and His standby is more powerful than anything the devil has, any kind of prayer he has, anything he can do, any way he can do it. It just blows him over to the side of the road. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, devil, just get out of us. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. The prayer of petition. I prayed it. I wrote it down and began to thank my God for it. Every day, and then stepped across the line of faith. There are two lines. And it's easier to demonstrate it to you than it is to tell you. Jesus said, there is a straight and narrow way, and few there be that find it. That's the love walk. Walk in love. The Spirit of God said through the Apostle Paul, we walk by faith and not by sight. By faith, you walk the straight and narrow way, which is the love walk. Walk in love and walk in faith. So that love walk and the faith walk is here, where you're here. Perfected love casteth out fear, 1 John, because fear hath torment. And my petition is before the throne of grace. And I'm watching for this thing, and the devil starts in. You don't really think that's going to. No, devil, I don't. I don't think it at all. I know it. I'm talking about a long time ago. The word of the Lord came to me in studying and praying about prayer. And it came like this. He said, you're struggling. Why? Then he answered it before he let me say anything. He said, let the word fight its own fight. He said, go back and read the full armor of God. The sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Which is the word of God. We're shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and the gospel is the power of God. So we're shod. We're walking in the power if we're walking in love.
Amen.
That's it.
So he said, take my word, build the prayer around my word and promises, realizing that my blood has ratified it. It is in place in heaven, and heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
So you build on those scriptures.
Absolutely.
And you take them and you pray over them and you spend time on them. until they get so far down in your heart, that quality decision about which there is no argument and from which there is no retreat. I was thinking about 1981 when all of this began. My body fat percentage was probably 35-40%. And now it's 12. So I'm in better physical condition than I was then. Hallelujah. And I'll be better physical condition the next time you see me. Because a decision was made, and there's no retreat from it. Amen.
Amen.
On that love walk, the devil is right here. Well, I didn't. Well, he's right there. Forgive me, Lord. Oh, Lord, I didn't mean to say that about them. No. Well, yeah, I did mean to say it, but I repent. Ain't no use lying now. Now this one, well, it's done. I, like God of old, and my father Abraham, call things that be not as though they were. And I will continue to call things that be not as though they were, until they are.
Amen.
However long it takes. I pray that it won't be long. But on the prayer petition, I don't know all of the intricacies of it. The little stuff. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the 15th chapter. This one we need to talk about, and we'll close with this. 7th verse. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. Abide. Abide under the shadow of Shaddai. And I will say of the Lord, I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. He is my fortress. He is my God. In Him I do trust.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His Word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Experience a life of peace and joy through a closer relationship with God in Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, a book by Kenneth Copeland, available in paperback or digital download. Request your free copy today on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today at kcm.org.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. As a born-again believer, you are God's very own child, and He made you a winner. God has given you everything you need to succeed in life and is ready to answer your prayers and release His power on your behalf. Prayer is fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father, and it's being in constant communion with Him. Learn more about developing your prayer life from the book that Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are freely giving to you this week called Prayer, Your Foundation for Success. God's word is the basis for your prayers. When you pray in line with God's word, you're praying His will. The moment you believe God's word in your heart and pray His word in faith, His power goes to work on your behalf. God made you to be a victorious winner in life. Get this book and learn how to prepare for success in His word and by faith. Settle it in your spirit that God's word is true and it will come to pass. Faith makes prayer work and prayer changes things. Request your free book today on kcm.org. And listen, partners, we want to invite you to come to the Omaha Victory Campaign, November 9th through the 11th in Omaha, Nebraska. Brother Copeland and Jerry Seville will be preaching a powerful word. Join us for 3 days of total immersion in God's word and receive His wisdom and answers for your life. To register for this free event, go to kcm.org/events. We'll see you again tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.